Leandra Rum, mezzo-soprano, singing from her latest recording. And Leandra is with me here in the studio. Leandra, tell us what you've been up to. I know you've been in a lot of sort of youth vocal competitions. You've been in Des Moines and various places. So when did you really start doing this professionally?
I guess in the last few years, and I'm so happy to be joining Opera Carolina in the fall. I think that'll be a great opportunity for me. And I started, I was in Sarasota Opera this past year in Des Moines, and I've basically the last few years is when I started doing this professionally.
So you've been in Des Moines and Sarasota, and I also saw New Jersey Opera.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing a few things with New Jersey Opera.
Yes.
Is that a professional company?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah. So tell us about your roles with New Jersey Opera.
I covered Rosina in The Barber of Seville there in the summer of 2005. And I also sang Cherubino in The Ghosts of Versailles. Not Cherubino in The Marriage of Figaro, but it was John Corigliano's Ghosts of Versailles, which was a great opportunity. And I also was in their year-long young artist program this year, which I got to sing a lot of outreach and concerts.
You had a rather interesting start in life. Tell us about your start in life.
Well, actually, I was born from the Repository for Germinal Choice, which is a sperm bank where the donors were Nobel Prize winners. My father was infertile, and after my parents tried to have children for 8 years, they found this repository actually through a television show. My grandmother saw it on TV on the Donahue show. And my parents called, and they actually got to select through a catalog which donor they wanted. Every donor had a color name, so mine was Clear. And it basically just had very few details, that he was a scientist, that he had major research in his field. And to this day, I don't know who he is, but it was the first sperm bank of this kind.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you that, and I imagine that would be the case for, well, numerous reasons. And did this genius level come through in your schoolwork?
Yeah, I mean, I always had good grades in school, and I was always in gifted programs through my education.
How about the sciences? Were you strong in sciences?
Not particularly, actually. Yeah, not really. I mean, I was strong in a lot of subjects, but science didn't stand out.
No. Okay, well, that's very interesting indeed.
Yeah,
tell us a little about Mario and the Magician.
That was an opera that I did with the Center for Contemporary Opera in New York City, and it was a great opportunity for me. It was performed at the Hunter College Theater, the Danny Kaye Playhouse, and the composer was Francis Thorne. Yeah, it was a really great opportunity for me.
And there's a CD of that opera.
There it is, on Albany Records. It's available.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll certainly look out for that. And we're delighted to know that you're, as you mentioned, heading this way. You're going to be performing, sort of semi-regularly in the near future here in North Carolina. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah, I'll be performing with Opera Carolina in their Opera Express, which is their outreach and young artist program. And basically starting in September until February, I will all be here.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more from Leandra Rum. Thank you very much for joining us on Preview.
Thank you so much.